Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal, invites you to rocket into the future with
Tom Corbett. Space Cadet.
Stand by to raise ship. Blast off minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
As roaring rockets blast off the distant planets and far-flung stars, we take you to the age of the conquest of space with
Tom Corbett, Space Cadet.
Venus is ablaze with excitement, for the planet is playing host to all humanity in a giant universe-wide exposition of peace and progress. At the opening ceremonies at Venusport, a huge time capsule is about to be lowered into the ground, and Space Cadets Tom Corbett and Roger Manning, assigned as honor guards for the occasion, listen as Captain Strong finishes his speech to the assembled crowd.
And so we dedicate this capsule to the civilizations of the future. Those who may dig this cylinder out of the earth in the ages to come will find within it the tools, the inventions, the scientific wonders which have made the era of the Solar Alliance one of peace and prosperity. Lower the capsule.
Hey, some speech, Tom. I wonder who wrote it for him.
He wrote it himself, Roger.
Go on.
Sure, sweated over it for 2 weeks. Here he comes now.
That was great, sir. Everybody really listened, even me.
Congratulations, Captain Strong. It was swell.
Well, thank you, boys. Are you coming over to the Solar Alliance banquet tonight?
A banquet? You mean more speeches?
I'm afraid so. But say, well, why don't you boys stay here on the exposition grounds? Take some rides, see the sights, win yourself some carnival prizes. But don't spend all your credits at the first booth.
Don't worry, sir.
Well, so long, boys. And win a Venusian Cupid doll for me.
Goodbye, Captain.
What a great guy.
Yeah. Well, Junior, the night is young and we've got 12 hours liberty.
With a small-scale model of a whole solar system to have fun in. Come on, space boy, let's go.
What do you say we go?
What, on that right?
Oh, why not?
Oh, that Hulk should have been shipped back to the furnace years ago.
So what? Scared, Junior?
Don't be silly.
But with all the things they've got to do here, what?
Uh-oh, now I get it.
What are you talking about?
Both girls that just got on by themselves. Now I see why you're so anxious.
Girls? What do you know? I never even noticed.
I'll bet you didn't.
Honest. But they are a couple of space dolls, Junior.
Come on, let's get some tickets.
Just 5 more seats, ladies and gentlemen. 5 more opportunities to leap like a gazelle into outer space.
2, please.
2 tickets for the space cadet who live in the great velvet skies. Just can't stay away from it, eh, boys?
I only hope that old tub of yours can make it.
Shut up, wise guy. Yes, cadet, I agree with you. Everyone should take this trip into space.
But that's not what I said.
Only 3 tickets left. Only 3. No way, boy, you bother me. Who'll be the lucky 3?
Come on, Roger, let's go.
Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Hey, right.
Yeah, everything set?
Yeah, let's blast off.
I'll be with you as soon as I sell these last 3 tickets, Morgan.
I said we blast off, you fool.
How long do you want to hang around?
For just a couple of credits. We got to dump this stuff.
Okay, okay. I'm just as anxious to get to that time capsule as you are.
Sure, sure. But we've been digging a tunnel to it. We got to get rid of the dirt, which takes time, so for Pete's sake, right? Let's get going.
Okay. You know, Morgan, I still can't quite believe it, that the formula for opening energy locks is inside that thing.
It is, though. Those space-happy scientists were so worried about the future, they put one of their biggest secrets inside the capsule. The master formula for every energy lock in the universe.
I gotta hand it to you. This is terrific. Why, when they invented the energy lock, it wiped out big-time robbery.
Yeah, that's right. But every safe and bank vault in the universe will be our oyster once we got that secret.
I can hardly wait.
You won't have to wait much longer. Very soon now, the Solar Guard's going to get one big headache. The biggest they've ever had.
We'll return to the exciting adventures of Tom Corbett and the Space Cadets in just a moment, so stand by.
Well, that's a sorry sound. It's a rocket cruiser trying to blast off, but it can't. Somebody forgot to fuel up that cruiser, and without rocket fuel, that ship will never get off the ground. Now, here is another rocket cruiser. This one is different. This one is fueled up with a right amount of rocket energy. Boy, listen to that cruiser blast off and rocket through space. Yes, thanks to a good supply of rocket fuel, that ship is really going to go places. And spacemen, you can have the blast-off power to go places, too, if you remember to fuel up in the morning with Kellogg's Pep. You see, Kellogg's Pep is that swell-tasting build-up wheat cereal that gives you lots of food energy. And you can really use that energy when you're rocketing through the day at full space speed. But that's not all. When you eat Pep, you get lots of food values to help build strong bones, tough muscles, and healthy teeth. And say, spaceman, just wait till you dig into a heaping bowl full of Kellogg's Pep. You like the mouth-watering taste of those rich golden brown flakes. Pep's swell whole wheat and malt flavor will have you asking for more. Covered with milk and sugar, Kellogg's Pep is a breakfast fit for a spaceman. And remember, while you're enjoying Pep's delicious flavor, you're giving yourself a real food energy blast off. It's no wonder then that Kellogg's Pep is declared the spaceman cereal. Kellogg's Pep.
Tom Corbett and Roger Manning are at the Venusian Interplanetary Exposition, and on the midway, they see an old tub of a rocket ship, one of the amusement features which offers short trips into space. Roger spots a couple of pretty girls buying tickets for the ride, and persuading Tom to go along is all settled for an interesting evening. But neither of the boys knows about the sinister project which the concessionaires who run the ship have underway.
Everything all set, Morgan?
Yeah, one more shot of thrust and we're out of Venus's atmosphere. Then we can unload the stuff.
Okay, here we go. That ought to take us up around 1,000 miles.
Okay. Set it on automatic. Then come aft and give me a hand. And don't forget to tell all the suckers to stay in their seats. We don't want them getting nosy.
I'm getting restless doing nothing, Tom. Guess I'll go up and throw a little charm at those dolls.
By the crater of Luna, what's that?
The rocket's cut out.
I hope we're in free fall out beyond the gravity pull.
Take it easy, folks. Nothing to get alarmed about. We're in free fall around the planet. Just sit back and enjoy the view.
Well, what's up, mister?
Nothing we can't take care of. Relax.
Come on, Tom. Let's give him a hand. If you'll just show us where
we're... Sit down. We don't need any cadet punks getting in the way.
Why, you overweight space jockey. I know more about rocket ships than you'll ever learn.
One more crack and I'll blast your ears off. Now sit down.
Hey, don't
stop
me.
Take it easy, Roger. He's the skipper of this boiler, and in space, he's boss.
You bet I am. Now keep your bloody quiet or I'll report both of you to the academy.
Hey, Wright, come on. We gotta fix that reactor unit.
Yeah, yeah, I'm coming. Now just take it easy, folks. We'll be back on Venus in less than an hour.
You ought to know better than that, Roger. A skipper is a skipper, even aboard a piece of junk.
Yeah, but I don't like to be called a punk. Why, I know more about reactor units than...
Reactor units?
Sure. Didn't you hear what the fella said?
But this is a chemical fuel burner, Roger. Why an atomic unit?
Well, it might be a booster for extra speed or power.
On a simple little hop, hardly out of atmosphere.
No, Roger, there's something strange about this.
Hey, it is funny.
Here's another thing I've been wondering about. They charge one credit for this ride, which means a total of about 50 credits for a capacity load.
And it costs at least 200 to get one of these jalopies off the ground.
Roger, you stay here. I'll try to sneak a look at it. You just don't pass out free rides in space, but that's exactly what these guys are doing.
About anything aft, Tom?
I'm not sure, Roger. All I could see was a dust cloud.
Well, that's no help.
Tom, I'll bet they're smuggling.
What?
That's it. I'll bet it is. The concession is just a phony to cover up their smuggling.
Huh?
Let them take a load of stuff up without a customs search. Then, when they're far enough out...
They can dump it in free fall.
Right. For someone else to pick up later.
Stand by for deceleration. Coming in for touchdown. Secure your seat straps.
Roger, notice how the ship's handling?
What do you mean?
Well, going out, she wallowed like an old tub full of freight. Now, well, she's no feather, but there's certainly a big difference.
Then they did dump something in space.
I'm sure of it, Roger. And as soon as we get off, let's find out what it was.
Hey, Morgan, hurry up, will you? It'll be daylight soon.
I'm digging as fast as I can. You realize, Rice, one more bag of dirt and we can
reach
the capsule?
There, I'll give you a hand.
All right. There. We got it on the lift. Now turn on the juice and it's right up at the top.
Okay.
We can load the dirt right out of the ship.
Right. Get the cutting torches at the same time to burn into the capsule with. This has been quite a job, Morgan. I only hope it pays off.
Don't worry. It will. Now, come on. We got a heavy date with a payroll.
See anything, Roger?
No. It's pretty dark over there by that office. We've been watching that shack of theirs all night. I can't understand why nothing's happened.
They're asleep, Junior. Which would have been a good idea for us, too.
I guess you're right.
Roger, look.
What?
The door's opening, see? Keep down. One of them's coming out.
Yeah.
Tom, that guy's all bent over, carrying something on his back.
Looks like a heavy bag.
Come on.
Where? If we stay in the shadows, we can get a lot closer to that shack. Maybe get a peek through the window and see what's going on.
What I saw through that window?
I certainly did. Those characters have dug a shaft right under this shack.
But why? What's down there?
Tom, we better report to the solar guards.
We ought to know more before we do that. Let's get down that shaft, Roger, fast.
How much longer to get that capsule open,
Roger? Ought to be inside in another minute or two. Can't apply too much heat or I'll burn up the contents.
All right, but come on, come on.
Relax. We're 300 feet underground. Who's going to bother us?
How are you doing, Roger?
Okay. But sliding down this rope is no picnic. Even though Venus' gravity isn't as strong as Earth.
Keep your voice down. I see a glow of light down below us.
I know what we're going to find when we get to the bottom of this thing.
You do?
Yeah. A white rabbit. This is the hole Alice in Wonderland fell into.
Just a little more and then...
Come on, will you come?
Come on.
There she is. I'll cut the torch. Now, a couple of hammer taps against this metal section. There she is.
Hi, Galaxy. Look at that stuff. They packed everything in here but an atomic sink.
You know where the formula is?
It should be down here, near the bottom someplace. Here. I got it. Oh, brother.
Let me see. That's a spool of audio tape.
Right. You see this label? A history of nuclear energy as applied to industrial processes and equipment.
Well, that don't say nothing about energy locks.
This is it, I tell you. Rice, this little roll of plastic is going to tell us how to open every energy lock ever built. There isn't a bank vault or a rocket ship safe we can't break into.
Are you sure, Morgan? Dead sure?
Absolutely. The only thing between us and more credits than we can spend in a dozen lifetimes is the half hour we'll need to listen to this tape.
Watch yourself. Don't worry about me. I still can't figure what those guys
are. Roger, the light. Coming from around that bend in the tunnel.
We better get back.
Uh-uh. No place to go. We'll have to make a fight of it.
Okay, by me. Baseman's luck.
All we have to do now is sail off the top of the shaft, dump that last load of dirt.
Now, Roger!
Get back, right? Hey, Roger, watch out. He's got a wrench.
Right, and I know how to use it.
Oh, Roger!
All right, Cadet, if you want that same, try something.
Those cadets, the ones that got nosy on the ship.
They won't get nosy anymore.
What are you going to do with them?
Not a thing. Except seal out the top of the shaft and leave them.
But that's murder.
Oh, I don't know. It all depends on when somebody comes along and digs up the time capsule. Because as soon as somebody does, they'll find you, too.
Sure, kid. It shouldn't take a day longer than 10,000 years.
We'll return to the exciting adventures of Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, in just a moment, so stand by.
You know, a short time ago, Roger Manning was assigned the job of plotting a shorter course to Jupiter. Well, it was a dangerous assignment because the proposed course cut through an asteroid field littered with space junk. Space Academy made a special tele-recording of this operation. Here's a portion of it.
Radar bridge, Manning speaking. Those radar signals you hear are space junk on the loose. The next few seconds will tell whether my calculations are correct. We're going to rocket right by an extra large mass of space junk. You can hear the signal getting louder. But thanks to my space goggles, we should miss it. You see, these space goggles protect my eyes against the flashing lights of the radar scope. Wearing them, I can concentrate and plot an accurate course. They're made of one sweeping curved piece of colored plastic, and they fit over both eyes. You'll want to wear them for protection against the glaring sun and heavy wind. Uh-oh. Hold on now. Here comes that space junk. It can make space dust out of this rocket cruiser. I sure hope my calculations are correct. Suffering Saturn. My calculations were off by just 1 degree. This tele-recording would have really been at an end. My space goggles did it again. So, spacemen, if you want a pair, be sure and write down the instructions you'll hear. End transmission.
Spacemen, send one box top from Kellogg's Pep, 25 cents, and your name and address. That's one box top from Kellogg's Pep, 25 cents, and your name and address. Send it to Kellogg's, Box 346, Battle Creek, Michigan. Kellogg's, Box 346, Battle Creek, Michigan. Send for your space goggles today. And tomorrow morning, start off your day with a spaceman's breakfast, Kellogg's Pep.
Attempting to discover what is behind the suspicious actions of Eddie Morgan and Bill Rice, Tom and Roger follow the two unscrupulous men to the bottom of a deep shaft, hundreds of feet below their innocent-looking office building in the middle of the Venusport Exposition. But what they have seemingly found is a death trap for themselves.
Roger! For Pete's sake. Come on, Roger, wake up.
What? John.
Take it easy now. Can you get up?
Oh, my noggin hurts. Feels like it's splitting.
From the size of that bump where Morgan hit you, you look like you've got two noggins.
Where are those guys now?
Back on top. To seal up the shaft.
Try to walk.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay, I guess.
Well, get ready for work, Roger. We've got a long climb in front of us.
Climb? How?
They took the lift, so we've got to get out the same way we came in, on the rope, hand over hand.
Oh, we'll never make it.
We've got to try. Maybe with Venus gravity. Roger. If that's what I think it is...
Way ahead of you, space boy. Let's cut the ropes and let the lift drop. The only thing that'll get us out of here now is a pair of wings.
Hello! Hello!
Save your breath, Roger. No one can hear you. Besides, they probably sealed over the top by now.
I guess you're right. There was only some way we could get a message out. If we even had a communicator,
We haven't, so... Roger, we're a pair of fools.
Speak for yourself, Junior. What do you mean?
The capsule, you dummy. Come on. Here we are.
What are you doing rummaging around in there?
Looking for something. And here it is.
A portable belt communicator.
Right. Part of the scientific equipment put into the capsule to show the men of the future how we communicated with one another.
Well, blast my jet.
No, Roger, not yours. Morgan's and Rice's. This belt communicator is the first step in getting them on a prison asteroid. And after vainly attempting to attract attention by yelling, cadets Roger Manning and Tom Corbett searched the capsule and found the belt communicator, enabling them to summon aid. Signed, Roger Manning and Tom Corbett, cadets, Polaris Unit, Space Academy.
I still don't know if that little bit of foolishness doesn't deserve 50 demerits. Of all the space-brained idiots.
Well, we had to find out what they were doing, Captain Strong.
Oh, did you?
Why, yes, sir. I mean, didn't we?
Cadets, I know this will come as a shock to you, but at Space Academy, has anyone ever told you to solve all problems single-handedly?
Why, I guess not, Captain Strong.
All right. Next time, get help.
Yes, sir. Have they found out what those two wanted from the time capsule?
Not yet. But at Solar Guard headquarters, they're afraid they can guess. And if they're right... Well, that may be the report now. Just a moment. Captain Strong here. Yes, Colonel? I see. Nothing else taken. And no reports on the men. Thank you.
Captain, is it bad news?
Yes, boys. There's a spool of audio tape missing from the time capsule.
Audio tape? That's bad?
So bad that the entire Solar Guard is being alerted to capture those two men.
Well, what's it about, sir?
The secret of the energy lock is in their hands. We've got to find those two, or there's not...